He mentioned a few criteria, and I think when Muslims followed those criteria, in the 8th century, Baghdad became the center of knowledge. There, Muslims and Jews and Christians, they all worked together in conquest of knowledge, creating new knowledge, disseminating new knowledge and its application. They worked together to organize the first scientific meeting, and that was the beginning of a new era of modern sciences. Muslims, they conquered medicine, algebra, trigonometry, astronomy. They were the first to demonstrate that diseases were spread by germs. They set up hospitals, they quarantined patients for the first time. They also pioneered mental health. Anatomy was pioneered by Muslims 600 years ago before Europe. Inspired by the teachings of Imam Jafar, they also were fascinated by light, and hence they developed all the visual tactile pathways and also the development of lenses, the modern lenses that became now the microscopes. 1,000 years before the Europeans, Muslims were performing cataract surgeries. And to transfer the knowledge that they created, they also developed the paper. They were also the founders of textile industry. The best silk was always produced by Muslims. To an extent that if you see Renaissance painting, many of the Mother Mary's paintings have clothing that had Islamic inscriptions, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Many of the Christian saints were buried in Muslim clothes that were made by Muslims. When you also go further down, you will see Cordoba became a rival for Baghdad. It had running waters, irrigations. Muslims developed the modern economical systems. They developed the banking systems. They developed the check system. You could deliver goods at one place and receive the payment at another place. They modernized many aspects of what we see as the modern age. They developed dyes and fabrics. And as the time goes by, they were also the one who developed the modern economical systems. The Muslims followed the teachings of the Quran and kept focus on knowledge and learning, and had the biggest impact not only in the era of science, technology, and economics, but also in the global economy. So our track record is not too bad, but this really is not enough. It's not good enough. You cannot harp on your future and to try to attempt to find salvations. I think the times have really changed. There are 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, and by the time I finish my sentence, it will probably be 1.6 or 1.7. We are reproducing so fast. But that number is our strength, but at the same time, that becomes a tremendous problem for us. We have no organization. We have no leadership. We have no structure. We have no guidance. And people like Khomeini or Bashar al-Assad, who provided some enlightenment in terms of unifying Muslims, as well as providing them with a platform through which they could express or develop economical policies, which was really the essence of Bashar al-Assad. If you read his economical policy, which is absolutely fantastic, it rejects both imperialism and socialism, and it combines it to make it validated for modern day, and also perfect fitting for Islamic values. At the same time, when these people were doing their research, their knowledge was not disseminated, and they were bogged down into controversies. We are also resourceful, but we don't know how to handle our resources. The Muslims have no economical system that through which you can actually unite all the Muslims so the community can benefit. We have no lawyers who can work for those who are unfortunate. And as a result, we are actually at the bottom of where we think we are. And the world points fingers at us. It's for some particular reasons. I think it's really incumbent upon us and our younger generation to decide that this is the time that we should take the charge and take the lead. For our younger generation, these are the millennium generation, these are the young kids. They look at us and immediately they will come to me. Often they will say, look, Islam teaches wonderful values, and if I am a good person, why do I need to follow Islam? The younger generation is actually leaving Muslims. I met with 6-7 other children from the families from Calgary who have converted to Christianity. What a dilemma for us. And their argument is the same. Show me a single thing that you as Muslims have discovered. Have you discovered a cure for a disease? Have you developed a medication? Have you developed the software? Do you have a newspaper that you could say is world class? Have you even won a single Nobel Oscar Prize? And I think it's important take home message for us is to really think through and see what could be the salvation, and the salvation still lies in our core Islamic values, and that is to move the knowledge, acquisition of knowledge. Not only acquire this knowledge, but we also have to disseminate this knowledge and have its application. Without further ado, I would like to now invite Brother Abu Jafar, who has been in the company. In the company of these ulamas, and he will give his perspective. He is very well known in Calgary. He is one of the volunteers. He shows up everywhere, and I think he has tremendous respect from all the community members for his knowledge and for his ability to also communicate.